Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Dukes and Bell coming up. NFL Blitz is on the way. It looks like he's headed back to the league. Who are we talking about? And trades could be happening soon. It's on the way in our NFL Blitz segment. But right now, let's talk to our man, Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, brought to you by Dunkin's Southern Style Sausage Biscuits. They're here. Enjoy the Southern Flaky Biscuit and Dunkin's Classic Sausage. Grab two for $4 for a limited time. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Jason, before we get into the bad stuff yesterday, let's talk about the good stuff. And the good stuff was seeing Joseph Martinez score, and boy, that felt like old times. I got to tell you, I had a big smile on my face when he put that in there.
Yeah, the good stuff is the movement, creating that goal, and it was team play all the way around with Lennon, with Mulroney, with Hyndman, and then creating the space for Joseph, freezing the defender. He's able to turn, take a quick shot, beat John McCarthy, and I think you could see a little bit of that weight that's been on Joseph's shoulders here as he's trying to get back into full form. You could see a little bit of that drift away.
It's our man Jason Longshore. It was a tie, which we'll take, but man, to lose a game, it feels like a loss when you give up that goal in the 77th minute. But let's be honest, we had a few defensive, are they lapses, Jason, or you just give your credit to Miami, our old buddy LGP? I mean, they had a couple of good scoring opportunities in the first half as well, did Miami?
Yeah, it's a little of both. Atlanta had a lot of good scoring opportunities in the first half and really needed to put the game away. I think that's what we're seeing about the way Atlanta United plays in 2021, where they are in flight and they are creating a number of chances. They need to put games away. And when they don't and let teams hang around, that's when, you know, 1v1 situations defensively, sometimes you get beat. Sometimes you make a mistake. And we've seen that from time to time. You know, if it's a missed clearance, in the case of Miami's goal, it's a run off the ball from Federico Higuain that kind of freezes George Bello. Santiago Sosa is a little slow to react as well as he's chasing Federico Higuain, and Lewis Morgan splits the two of them and gets the shot. You're going to play on the edge if you're Atlanta United this season. I think we've seen that consistently now. We kind of know what to expect with that. Right. So when you do that, you have to put games away. And if you can't do that and teams hang around, one mistake can cost you a result.
It's Jason Longshore, guys. Atlanta United back in action on Saturday against Montreal. Full capacity, by the way, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. First time they'll have that since this pandemic started. Let's talk about Miami for a second, because I'm curious to know what you thought of them as a club going into this. Do you think more of them after this match? And Lewis Morgan and how key he's been for their club.
Yeah, Miami's a better team than they were last year, but they're still relying on a lot of older players. And Blaise Matuidi had to leave the match yesterday after a collision with Santiago Sosa. Gonzalo Higuain is still a very good striker, a very savvy, crafty player up top. But he's got some years on him. His brother Federico's got a couple more years on him. And you've got to be really judicious in how you use their minutes. Lewis Morgan hasn't been quite as influential this season up until this match. I was a little surprised because I thought he was one of the best players in the league last season. If they can get that core group of stars, Miami can be a team that challenges for a playoff spot. I think Phil Neville can be a good manager. He did a very good job with England's women's national team, taking them to a World Cup semifinal. He has a good idea about the way he wants his team to play. He's got work to do, though. I think that roster in that front office has got some work to do because they're pretty thin once you get past the first 12, 13 guys. And even towards the bottom of that group, you've got some inexperienced players or you've got some players who haven't shown they've been able to play at an elite level in this league.
Atlanta United, guys, for what it's worth, I mentioned this on Friday. We are in the playoffs, Jason, barely. Again, seventh seed actually right now. This is the style of play. You kind of mentioned a risk versus reward. I know I said to Carl a million times, it feels like a little more like Tata. And even those teams defensively, we did have some issues from time to time. We then tightened up when it mattered in the playoffs back in 2018. So do you still, you definitely see the light at the end of the tunnel, or should fans expect more matches like this, or we're going to see goals are going to be coming in bunches because we're just missing?
You have to keep working at it. I think this team has to continue to work. They're creating a good number of chances. Can they create better chances? Of course. Every team can create better chances. Can they create more? Of course. They can create more chances. You know, you have to keep putting in the work on the training ground, keep bringing that over to the pitch and matches, and produce. And that's really what it comes down to. Early goals can decide games. And Atlanta United has started well in a number of games here lately, but the production hasn't been there. And you really think to yesterday and you think to the Philadelphia match in CONCACAF Champions League in leg one, where one goal in two first halves to show for it and disappointing results on the other end, because I think this was a game yesterday where Atlanta should have gotten the win with a better first half to get more to show for it. They almost let it get away from them completely, and you get a draw that I agree with you guys. It feels like a little bit of a loss. It feels like 2 points lost. In the grand scheme of things, you get a result on the road, never horrible. Right. But this felt like a match that Atlanta United could have won with a better first half.
Gabby said, our manager, and this was a quote after the match, said, the second half, you know, we struggled to keep our intensity. And I've heard that a couple of different times here early on this season. What do you attribute that to?
Games. Miami's played 4. Atlanta's played 8. That's a lot of extra minutes that you've played. And you do that yesterday in 85-degree weather. Felt like it was over 90 with the heat index. It's going to show up. And I thought it did show up. A lot of weeks where it's been 2 games in a week because of CONCACAF Champions League. And it adds up. Portland struggled with it yesterday against Seattle at home. We've seen other teams struggle with it throughout this tournament. It's difficult. And now Atlanta United will get a little bit more of a normal schedule where I think they'll be fresher in the second half. But the one thing that I think needs to be understood about this way of playing, it's very difficult to maintain 100% intensity for 90 minutes at the level of intensity you want here. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
So what they have to be better at is taking advantage of when the 100% intensity is effective and is creating problems for the opposition. That's where you need goals, and that's where you need to not give up mistakes on the other end.
It is our man Jason Longshore, guys, talking about the 5 stripes. It's going to be full house at Mercedes-Benz. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome on Saturday night at 7. Talking about a draw down there in Miami, I saw, I think it was Marcelino Moreno, or it might have been Franco, was saying they're getting used to the end-to-end action in MLS, which I don't know if it was Moreno who said that. It was different from what he saw in South America. So there's a style. But are we still getting, I know I asked you this a few weeks ago, are we getting enough out of our number 10?
Yeah, he's in a different role, and I know he's become a lightning rod, probably because he wears the number 10, and there's always huge expectations to go along with that number. Here there always will be because of Miguel Almiron wearing that number first. He's in a different role, and he's adjusting to that role. But Marcelino Moreno yesterday, for example, he created 2 chances. He was fouled 7 times. He's earning the team free kicks in dangerous spots. He does work defensively as well, but in that wing position, you really want him to stay higher and stretch the field a little bit more. I think he's still getting accustomed to playing in this way and creating in those 1v1 situations that, you know, his game wasn't really built around doing at Lanús because they played in a different style.
Okay.
So 8 games in, kind of hard to make snap judgments that quickly in a new style, with a new manager, with new teammates around, as he's still adjusting. He's been productive. I'd love for him to be more productive, but he's created a chance in every match, and he leads the league in successful dribbles. He is making things happen. Just would love to see a little bit more things happening.
Moving forward, biggest issue, or at least one that you want to see corrected, turnovers, right? Is that what we're talking about moving forward? We've got to limit turnovers here?
They're actually pretty good on that when you really get into the numbers and you look at the possession and you look at the passing percentages and you look at the players who are on the ball a lot. You know, Miles Robinson, Anton Walk, Santiago Sosa, those are the 3 players who will have the most passes per match. Generally passing at around 90%+. That's pretty difficult to pull off. So there will always be turnovers. It's just impossible to have every pass connect. It's never going to happen in a soccer match. So where you commit the turnovers is the big thing. Right. You don't want the turnovers in your own half. That's the key.
And I know we've asked you before, just it's kind of like the goal where it was like, you got who are you picking? Who are you taking here? Is they're on the attack. I got them. You got them. That will get tighter, right? Or as the season progresses, those things, those mistakes will become less, I guess.
Absolutely. It should. It's a situation on this one where the ball was given away on a free kick, which was a bad giveaway by Alex DeJohn. The 1v1 is Lewis Morgan versus George Bella. Federico Higuain overlapped to the outside. Santiago Sosa was chasing Federico Higuain. Bello froze because Sosa, his line going at Higuain, went right at the ball and right at Lewis Morgan. Bello got stuck and got caught flat-footed. Morgan took advantage, split the two, split Sosa and Bello, and cut inside. The run created that indecision, which is a good play from Federico Higuain. He knows exactly what he's doing there. When you're 1v1 all over the field defensively, which is a lot of how Atlanta United will play, you have to stay locked in. Bello can't let that distraction throw him off. If Sosa comes across and gets the ball and helps him there, great. That's a bonus. If you force the pass out wide to Federico Higuain, then he's in a wide position where he's going to have to put in a cross and connect to hurt you. The last thing you can do is what happened where you allow Morgan to cut inside and go to goal directly.
Jason, great job as always. Follow him on the Twitter at Longshoe, brought to you by Dunkin' Southern Style Sausage Biscuits. They are here, guys. Enjoy the Southern Flaky Biscuit and Dunkin's Classic Sausage. Grab 2 for $4 for a limited time. America runs on Dunkin'. Jason, thanks again. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.